my God, I was so mad at myself because I'm like, I should have had him on the leash.
But Milo was off leash that night as the snowstorm raged at Wood Glen Lake, owner Yolanda Wartman.
And we're calling him because we see him going towards the ice. Come back. Come, boo boo. Come back. Come back.
Milo crashed through the ice. Wartman called 911. Rescue teams from the city of Fairfax and Fairfax County Fire Departments pulled the 120-pound St. Bernard free, cleaned him off, and got him into a hot ambulance. Fairfax County Fire Lieutenant Michael Hendershot
drove him around the neighborhood to his house. He got out, ran up to the house, ran inside, and started playing with the other dog immediately.
He's fine. It's a happy ending, but it was no easy task rescuing an uncooperative dog when he weighs 120 pounds.
Our dog hook thing wouldn't work with Milo. He did not like that.
Initially lying on his belly, scooting to Milo's hole in the ice, City of Fairfax firefighter David Bush eventually had to enter the freezing waters.
Then helped him out of the ice, holding him up while I float. My suit got buoyancy in it and floats.
That was at Wood Glen Lake in Fairfax Station, January 22nd.
This is not the first time he's been rescued by the fire department.
Mark Wartman says his dog Milo, chasing a squirrel once, got his paw stuck in the crook of a tree branch, his body fully extended, his toes barely touching the ground. Wartman's wife couldn't lift Milo to free him.
So she had to call 911 and the fire department had to come and rescue a dog from a tree.
Christy King, WTOP News.